Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
It's Chad and Evan Daly with material from Chad and Evan's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
International Women's Day, where we imagine a gender equal world, a world free of bias, stereotypes, and discrimination. The hashtag today is Inspire Inclusion.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you'll be seeing on social media, and also make sure you celebrate women's achievements. Listen, I'm what they call a girl dad. Okay, so I've got two daughters. I want nothing but the best for them, and I definitely want them to live in a gender equal world. I'm telling you right now, man, everything changed the day I had a daughter.
Did it?
Everything changed the day I had a daughter. And anybody out there who's had a daughter knows exactly what I'm talking about. It's just like a switch flips and you're just like, this is crazy. So we do need a gender equal world. Again, internationalwomensday.com for all the information. And go there and do your part today.
Chad and Evan Daly.
So Joe Biden gave the State of the Union last night. I didn't watch it. But
do you know what he said?
States. No, I don't.
He said our union is not good. The state of our union is not good.
Did he actually say that?
I don't know. I
doubt that. And it's an election year. He's trying to sell people on how good it is and how much better he'll make it.
Yeah, and just mumbled a bunch of stuff.
I don't know. I legit can't tell you. I used to watch those things too. Actually, I used to watch them a lot when Donald Trump was president because I'd be like, all right, let's see what he's going to say here. I know we're Canadian. I know. You don't have to text us and say, but we're Canadian. Why are you talking about this? Because it affects everything. So,
Bigly,
Donald Trump, there are images on the internet going around of him surrounded by what people are calling black supporters. They're black people. They're smiling and they're laughing. They seem to be having a very good time with Donald Trump.
I am.
Well, it's an AI-generated photo. It doesn't exist. No word as to whether, the Trump campaign is saying it wasn't from them. It hasn't been linked to the Trump campaign at all. So you've got random people just generating these, because anybody can generate an AI photo now. So you have to tell your crazy uncles on social media to really pay attention to photos, okay?
Yes.
If you see writing that doesn't look normal, okay? Or if you see people with extra fingers, or if you see people in there, the thing I've found with AI, they can never get people's eyes right. Eyes right. Are always a little wonky. If you see that, that probably means it's a fake photo.
You do have to, but that's the thing. Like, these pictures are so crazy.
I know.
How good they really are.
They can be.
Yeah, the detail, you have to pay attention to it so much.
Well, people will get these AI-generated photos, and then they'll go in and Photoshop them afterward just to touch them up.
Right.
And make sure they look legit. But this American election, a little bit of a litmus test for the 2025 Canadian election, earlier.
Oh, it's not going to be earlier.
This has some major, major, this worries me. Like, it really does. All this AI stuff.
Yeah.
And the way it can, and like, you can do deep fake audio and video together.
Oh, yeah. You can just take some, like, of our voice.
Yeah.
Right? And you can AI generate something.
It's terrifying.
It is terrifying. Like, Metcalf still thinks I voice those Peloton commercials that are online when you're listening online.
That's just because we have similar voice. You have a similar voice to that person.
No.
Yeah, because
they have a similar voice to me.
Did you know that?
I don't sound like him.
You sound like Rocky Dennis in Mask.
What?
I don't know what that means. You sound like the guy, the ugly guy in the Goonies. I think that's funny. Hey, you guys! No?
No.
Oh.
Chad and Evan Daly.
You may be getting yourself a cup of coffee.
I got one myself today.
At a very famous coffee franchise in Canada, yes?
Yes, look. See?
You've got yourself a Tim Hortons coffee.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Tim Hortons is taking a little bit of heat. Little bit of heat in Ontario here lately.
Oh, yeah.
Because people are sharing photos and stories of defective cups that collapse or split a short time after the coffee sits and saturates the cup.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So people are very upset about defective coffee cups in Ontario. One Ontario man says his collapsed 15 minutes after it was purchased. Well, that's too soon.
That's way too quick.
I get it if you leave the coffee in the cup for like 3 hours.
Right.
All right. Like, not much is built to withstand that. It's a paper cup. What do you expect out of it, right?
Kind of waxy paper.
Yeah, but 15 minutes, it should last more than 15 minutes. That's what she said. But listen.
That's a long time.
It's, I don't like where, I don't like the paper cups 9 times out of 10. I'm not, but yet when I go, I don't want to go into a coffee shop and get like an actual coffee mug because I find that super weird too.
So, because I remember, you know, you go and people would pass their go cups through the window.
Do that
I don't know. That's what I was going to ask. I don't see people doing that anymore since the whole pandemic.
Thanks, Trudeau.
Chad and Evan Daly.
You big diet drink fan? Do you drink the diet sodas?
I actually don't really drink soda at all, but I will tell you, if I'm going to drink a soda pop,
yeah,
I like a ginger ale.
A diet ginger ale?
I mean, not really. Yeah. I mean, I'll drink like the odd time. I was like, yeah, Diet Coke's okay, Diet Pepsi. Mm-hmm. I like me some cream soda.
Oh, yeah.
Good
cream soda.
Clear cream soda, not the pink stuff.
No? You don't like the crush? You don't like that? The pinks? Because that's pink, right?
That's pink. Yeah. No, I like the clear cream soda. Essentially, Chad,
yeah.
All it is soda water with vanilla.
Sure. That's fine.
It's good.
So if you like the diet soda, here's something you might be interested in. Drinking 2 liters or more per week of artificially sweetened beverages, like diet sodas.
Yeah, sure.
Raise the risk of an irregular heartbeat called atrial fibrillation by 20%.
So that must be a lot of what with a lot of these hydrating drinks.
Yeah.
Right? Like there's like your BioSteels Prime. A lot of them don't have sugar
Gatorade.
In it.
Gatorade.
Yeah, so that would make sense.
Yeah, but those are good because they have electrolytes in them.
But then you got it's gonna mess with your heart.
Well, it could. Everything does.
Like, here's the thing.
Everything messes with your heart.
Everything,
I'll tell you,
your entire
Backstreet
body.
Boys mess with my heart. Well, they play games with my heart.
I was gonna say they're playing games with your heart, which is
always
unfortunate.
Playing game with my heart.
You don't drink a lot of pop either, though, hey?
No, although I will say, since I've kicked the booze for the last few weeks, I have been partaking in a diet soda from time to time just to kill that urge.
So when I have an urge and I'm off the sauce,
yeah,
I tend to go with like the what are those the tall skinny bottles the.
Like the ice, whatever,
sparkling ice. Yeah, I go with those. I need like the crispness. That's what I miss.
I just need that burn.
The bubble,
A little bit of a burn. Diet Dr. Pepper is my go-to.
What?
Actually, yeah. I don't crave it any other time other than when I'm off booze because it's got that little bit of a burn to it.
You want
to
make a good like pulled beef or something?
Yeah, oh yeah.
You use root beer or Dr. Pepper.
Or beef jerky. Marinate.
Oh, yeah,
Dr.
You could
Pepper.
Do that too, Chad.
Oh, yeah.
You can do that too.
Of heart disease.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Chad and Evan Daly.
I brought something up to Chad here off air, and it was a question about music.
Yeah.
Essential 90s albums to pass on to your kids.
Oh.
Right, so this is like the top albums that you would tell your kids that you need to listen to.
And I would also like to point out classic rock albums, because the 90s is classic
rock. It is now, 25 years is classic rock.
Boy, oh boy, doesn't that hurt?
Yeah. So the big ones, you know, like there's Nevermind.
Oh, yeah. 10 from Pearl Jam.
Black Album.
Yeah.
But you get thinking about it with alternative music, like you've got OK Computer. from Radiohead.
Right, yeah.
Some people might say the Bends.
You've got...
Crazy, Sexy, Cool.
What's the story, Morning Glory from Oasis?
Yeah. Cracked Rearview Mirror from Hootie and the Blowfish.
For sure.
What about like, you got Jagged Little Pill?
Oh, yeah.
There's Dirt, Super Unknown, Use Your Illusion albums.
Foo Fighters, Color in the Shape.
Yep, that would be on there. Yeah. What about The Downward Spiral?
Ooh, Little Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah. Vulgar Display of Power, if you want to get into metal.
We were just talking about that album.
Dookie.
Of course.
There are so many massive albums. Like, you could
not
talk
just
about
Duke. Well, then no, American Idiot was 2000s. But yeah, like, man, there's so many.
Korn, Slipknot.
But if you want to talk about like really get into it, okay, we're music nerds, so bear with us.
We are.
If there were three albums that you could leave to your children in your will, so when you die, and three rock albums, and I'm gonna say rock albums,
okay,
of all time, you only get three. To leave to your kids, what are they? Three. And they have to define you.
I have a tough time with this. Because there are just certain albums that it just...
They don't have to be popular.
No, I know. But when it comes down to music, it's like my favorite album always depends on my mood.
Yeah.
The one that I would say for sure is Appetite for Destruction.
That's my favorite album of
all time.
That's on my list.
Yeah.
On my top three, for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
My number one,
everybody knows, Rage Against the Machine, self-titled, number one.
Oh, man, with a bomb track the first time you hear that song.
Dude, that will always be on my list. Guns N' Roses, Appetite for Destruction, and Rolling Stones, Exile on Main Street. The reason that one is on there is because that, to me, is like the ultimate cool sit-down and chill album.
Right.
That album I can play, and it will automatically bring my blood pressure down.
It's a great album.
It's just a good, chilling album. It's like you sit around and drink a scotch with that album, sit around with a couple buddies having beer. It's good background beer music. Like, you know what I mean?
Nevermind.
Yeah, but again,
because I remember when there was the 25th anniversary.
Blood pressure up.
Right, but like the 25th anniversary, you and I were both listening to it, and so it just said, like, it's like you forget sometimes how good it truly is.
Yeah, because there are like 2 minute songs on there that are just like swept under the rug.
Yeah, for a long time I've said that, you know, What's the Story, Morning Glory is one of my favorite albums.
Yeah, it's great.
Lemonheads, It's a Shame About Ray.
You get three.
No,
Evan.
I know, but I have a tough time. I'm telling you. Just listen.
Just pick three.
No, listen to me. I have a tough time because it always depends on my mood.
No, just,
like, I would
just
pick The Downward Spiral potentially. I'd pick Modern Love from David Bowie. Yeah. Audio Slave self-titled album.
Three, Evan.
Garth Brooks in the Life of Chris Gaines.
Next. Okay.
Chad and Evan Daily.
Kansas City Chiefs fans, because of that, they had that insanely cold, or what they call an insanely cold playoff game. Remember that?
Yeah.
There are several fans that froze so much during that game that they are requiring amputations.
What?
Yeah.
So that would have been real cold. Dress for the weather, you dum-dums.
Yeah, that game against the Kansas City Chiefs against the Miami Dolphins.
They're probably Miami fans.
On January 13th. Wind chills were minus 20 Fahrenheit at kickoff.
Whoa. That's cold.
Yeah, I mean, it is. Like, that's minus 30 here?
It'd be pretty close, yeah.
At some point,
right around there, it starts to meet up.
They said, due to the extreme cold, dozens of fans suffered from frostbite and were transported to hospital with hypothermia-related injuries. Why is this just coming out now? The medical director of the Grossman Burn Center in Kansas City said 70% of the patients admitted due to frostbite during the extreme cold weather had been advised to undergo amputation.
Whoa!
70%?
That is crazy.
Come on.
But you should just know, though.
70%? How many times have you had frostbite in your life? Every year I get frostbite.
Yeah, a couple of times I feel like I've maybe had it.
So, like, have you needed to get an amputation because of it?
Well, no, because I'm smart enough to make sure that I go inside or warm up or
well, we're
have
used
mitts
to it.
On.
We dress for it.
Yeah, but I mean, even there, they should be used to it. They should know.
Well, Kansas City does not get that cold usually.
Yeah, but if it's that cold, you know, it's like, you check the weather. Do you check the weather before going out?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you check the weather before you go to the game.
It was a headline for multiple days before that game that it was going to be damn cold.
I don't feel bad for him.
Dr. Garcia, that's the doctor's name, said that 30% of the patients who had suffered from frostbite are dealing with ongoing health problems still.
Wow. Well, maybe I do feel kind of bad.
No, I do. I feel bad for them. Of course I do. But, like, we deal with that all the time.
Yeah.
Or in Canada, we deal with that all the time. No, like, I've always said this. Football, not, like, NFL, CFL, it's all played at the wrong time of year. It's all played at the wrong time of year. Start it in May, right? Mm-hmm. Even the CFL included. Start it in May, be done by October.
Right. So then you're still going to have some cool weather.
Right.
But not minus 40.
Yeah. Like it'll be okay. You might have a couple games where every now and then you might have a minus 20 game in October.
Yeah.
Or something like that. But even that would be rare.
For sure it would.
Right?
Yeah.
Why don't we, like, I know they're saying, well, people are on, you know, it's the summer. People aren't going to watch NFL football in summer.
Well, you should start.
Yeah.
Chad and Evan Daly.
We'll talk Oscars coming up here in a little bit, or as Evan likes to call them,
the Academy Awards, because you can't call them that. You can't call them the Oscars.
That's right. Today is International Women's Day. And interesting, actually, this is a great story coming out of the PWHL. So Molson has sponsored the Women's Hockey League, PWHL.
Right.
And they have had their sponsorship, like a lot of jerseys will have the sponsorship at the bottom of the back of the jersey, okay? They'll put their logo there.
Yeah. That's like what I think about, like, our jerseys for spring hockey and stuff. Right, that's where it always goes.
So Molson said this. They're moving their sponsorship to the top of the back of the jersey. The top of the back. And then they're going to move the players' names to the bottom of the back of the jersey
because of their hair.
Right.
That's awesome.
So they're moving. So now Molson has said this. They said, quote, "We covered our name so hers could be seen."
That's phenomenal.
That is the most brilliant marketing move I think I've ever seen.
It's right up there.
It's so simple.
Yeah.
It's such a great move. Like, it's just, it's classy and it's super.
That's a big thing.
With International Women's Day. It's, I got to give kudos to that. I want a Molson right now. Like, somebody give me a Molson.
Bo is a Molson product.
Well, then, here we go.
Chad and Evan Daly.
So the Oscars are happening this Sunday, if you care, or as Evan calls them, the Academy Awards, because he's fancy like that.
That's right, Chad.
Oppenheimer is definitely the favorite, not only for, Best Picture, but definitely for the nominees as well. But there are here are the Best Picture nominees, because I know a lot of people like to watch the movies. All right. Mm-hmm. So if you got some time this weekend, you've got American Fiction, Anatomy of a Fall, Barbie, The Holdovers, Killers of the Flower Moon, which is the Scorsese one, Maestro, which is the Bradley Cooper one, Oppenheimer, Past Lives, Poor Things, which has Emma Stone in it, and The Zone of Interest. Those are the nominees for Best Picture. The favorites to win the actual, like, individual awards, I mean, not a real shocker. Cillian Murphy.
Yeah.
For Oppenheimer. He's probably going to win actor in a leading role.
I would think so.
You've got Bradley Cooper with Maestro.
I don't even know
Paul
that one.
Giamatti with The Holdovers. But yeah, I would say Cillian Murphy's probably the favorite actor in a supporting role. You've got De Niro, Killers of the Flower Moon. Robert Downey Jr. is the favorite, again, with Oppenheimer.
Right.
Ryan Gosling from Barbie, which is hilarious because Margot Robbie isn't even nominated for Best Actress.
That's ridiculous.
However, it should be pointed out that that America Ferrera is nominated for Actress in a Supporting Role from Barbie, but not actually Barbie.
Right. The thing that when it comes down to the Academy Awards, I really do call them the Oscars. Oscars.
Yeah. Oscars.
Oscars. is that there are a ton of movies you find out about, I find each year. Yeah. Never even heard of.
Yeah,
apparently really popular.
And then I always say, oh, I'm going to go watch that one, and then I never do.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Evan Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Evan. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station, 104.9 The Wolf.